This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day for Karen Bass. Now, who you might ask is Karen Bass? She's head of the Congressional Black Caucus. She had risen to the top of the charts as a likely vice presidential nominee for Joe Biden. But then over the weekend, a material came out about her past support for a guy named Fidel Castro. Now, given the fact that there are several million Cuban Americans, or at least families that are in part Cuban American in the state of Florida, and Florida is one of the most crucial states in this election, saying very kind things about Fidel Castro may be a problem. We'll play a little bit later how she deals with that. We will also be going directly live to President Trump, who is holding a news conference. And, of course, we'll stick with it, particularly if he has something substantive to say about the efforts to try to reach agreement between the Republicans who want to spend $1 trillion and the Democrats who insist on spending $3 trillion, and what is going to happen to that $600 a week in extra unemployment money and to those $1,200 checks. Well, they're supposed to be sailing your way. Secretary Mnuchin says they will be. We will get to the latest on that as well. First up, there is a new study that says students can safely return to college if they're tested for coronavirus every 2 days. And this is one of those things that I have never fully understood, is given the fact that college students are not likely to be, how can I say it, to avoid social contact if they're home from college, particularly in the summer months. And given the fact that if any college worthy of the name should at least be able to impose or encourage some kind of standards of safety, I have never fully understood this notion that colleges had to be closed down. High schools are different. Certainly middle schools and elementary schools are different, and they all have different challenges. But the idea that college this is complicated for the schools because they really cannot charge tuition or the same tuition, though there a lot of them are trying to, if you're just doing the long distance learning. But there's an interesting piece about reopening schools, and it's one of the best I've read, actually. And it's compiled by three distinguished physicians, including Ezekiel Emanuel, who's professor of health policy at University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Saskia Popescu, who is an infectious disease epidemiologist, and James Phillips, who is the chief of disaster medicine at George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. And they suggest that there ought to be three principles for safer schools, for reopening schools all across the country. And actually, there are 4 points. Did I say three principles? It's 4 principles. There are 4 points make good sense. First, schools cannot reopen safely, they write, when community transmission is high and climbing. In our view, schools should open only in places that have fewer than 75 confirmed cases per 100,000 people, cumulatively, over the previous 7 days, and then that have a test positivity rate below 5%. 5% would be above the national average, I believe. By our count, 12 states and the District of Columbia meet both standards. In many large states, some counties and cities meet those criteria. Even with those numbers, about 1 in 1,300 people might return to school with a case of the coronavirus, meaning a school of 350 students and staff members will have roughly a 1 in 4 chance of someone coming in with COVID-19. Second principle, schools should avoid high-risk activities. This means no contact sports. It also means no band, no choir, or theater. Close contact for prolonged periods with forced exhalations is what increases the risk of transmission. Football and basketball and wrestling simply cannot be done safely. It looks like baseball can, which makes it all the more weird what is going on with the Miami Marlins. Boy, it's was 17, I believe, now players who've tested positive. Third, focus on the basics where risks are tolerable. Yes, the classroom may pose the most risk as students spend most of the time there and they're close to others who may cough or sneeze. This will certainly be the case during cold and flu season. But we think that with proper funding, classrooms can be made relatively safe. Which leads us to our fourth point. Schools must adhere to public health measures and reduce densities in classrooms and elsewhere on campus. Okay, they make the point at the conclusion of their piece. We all want schools to open, even as we recognize the risks attached. Will the measures we outline permit a normal school experience? No. But these recommendations will permit relatively safe schools and allow in-person education and as much socializing as possible. During this pandemic, that is the best we can hope for. And that, it seems to me, is sensible and moderate and appropriate. I'll tell you what is not appropriate. What is not appropriate is the idea that right now we're helped with a pandemic or anything else by defunding the police. The idea that there are actually serious people who either endorse this idea or are silent in the face of it, like Joe Biden. Joe Biden should be very, very clear on this. And so should every responsible public servant. There is Shalia Allen, who's executive director of SAG-AFTRA, which represents journalists in the Seattle area. And again, I'm a longtime member of SAG-AFTRA. But she had a spoke on behalf of our union during a public comment portion of Seattle City Council. This is clip number 13, Jeremy. And she called in during the public comment session to speak about defunding the police. Listen.
Hi, my name is Shalia Allen. I'm the executive director of SAG-AFTRA in Seattle and a resident of West Seattle for the labor union that represents journalists. A new kind of policing is possible. Defending black lives and defending our First Amendment rights as journalists means defunding the police and reinvesting in the community. I've watched in Seattle and across the country as journalists have been tear gassed, fired upon, and detained by police officers for doing their jobs. Acts of violence on the press, bringing news to the communities they serve, are a betrayal of our nation's founding principle that a free press is necessary for the maintenance of a free government. SAG-AFTRA denounces police brutality and supports demilitarizing the police and decriminalize Seattle. Another kind of policing is possible. Thank you.
Another kind of policing is possible. And but she does not speak for journalists in Seattle or anywhere. The idea that there is more to be feared from the police for journalists than from the criminals on the streets, against whom the police are the only protection. And for God's sake, can we look at what happened in CHOP when they decided they had a sign. I just was looking at some pictures of CHOP, the Capitol Hill occupied protest, and they had a sign there. They had a sign right next to "No Justice, No Peace." There was a sign that said "No Cops, No Problem." Right? Is that true? Getting rid of police or defunding police reduces problems? Certainly doesn't reduce problems for police officers. There's some moving tape of one of our former colleagues who sat down with wives of police officers. and what they're going through right now. We'll share that with you and more. Also go to President Trump when he goes up there live, coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Join today at michaelmedvid.com.
And you can take advantage of our Summer 40 sale. That's $20 off right away. so that your MedHead membership costs you all of 11 cents a day. Go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com, and you get 24/7 access to the show, to all the movie reviews. They're all archived, so you can check out any movie you're interested in. And then you also get the 50% off from all MedHead History Store downloads that are available to you. $20 off when you use the promo code SUMMER40. That's SUMMER40 for annual membership for new members. Okay, we are still waiting for President Trump to step up there. But this is clip number 14. We had a former colleague, used to work down the hall at another radio station, named Brandy Cruz. And she sat down with three wives of officers for the Seattle Police Department just to talk to them about how they're feeling right now with the city council insanely and hatefully attempting to lay off police officers at a time when those officers and their protection is needed more than ever before. Listen.
You know, we've poured our hearts into Seattle, and we love Seattle. We love the people of Seattle. And at this moment, I am scared for the people of Seattle. Should this defunding go through?
Yeah.
Should Seattle lose a lot of police officers? Chaz is going to look like a birthday party, you know, in comparison to what will follow.
Michelle, do you want your husband to work for SPD still?
I'd say no because of the risk and the hate. But yes, because of his love for it. And he always tells me, we're going through a hard time. We're going to get through it together. We're going to see a better tomorrow. He always tells me that. And I support him whichever way he goes.
Katie, do you want your husband to work for SPD still?
Yes and no.
Do you think the city of Seattle is worth him dying for?
No.
No.
Can you imagine? And to go to work in this environment, I just hope that any families or friends of police personnel in the city of Seattle understand that those nine jackasses, and they are, they're all of them. I mean, they're just the most pathetic assemblage of human beings who want to cut back on police officers. They want to punish police by cutting their pensions. The entire thing is outrageous, and it's not because there's a budget crisis. They have plenty of money, hundreds and hundreds of millions for, quote, homeless services. But actually protecting us from some of the consequences, not so much. Okay, I had mentioned before, Karen Bass is a, she's an impressive person in some ways. She was a former Speaker of the House for the California Assembly. She was the first female Speaker of the House. She was the first black Speaker of the House. She has been head of the Congressional Black Caucus. And it turns out that with her rising to the top, apparently, of Joe Biden's list for vice president, they took a look at some comments she'd made in the past about Fidel Castro, which were very positive. After his death in 2016, Karen Bass wrote, "The passing of the comandante en jefe," meaning the commander-in-chief, "is a great loss to the people of Cuba." Okay, she was asked to explain that on Fox News with Chris Wallace. Listen.
Castro's death 6 years or 4 years ago in 2016. Shouldn't you have known by then that Castro's death was not a great loss to the Cuban people?
I absolutely would have not put that statement out. And I will tell you that after talking to my colleagues who represent the state of Florida, raised those concerns with me, lesson learned, would not do that again for sure.
Okay. And then she defends that statement with Chuck Todd, who's also appropriately hard on her about her comments towards Castro after his death. Listen.
seemed as if you had a soft view of Castro, if you will.
Yeah, and let me explain, too, because I think the use of the term comandante and jefe, what I meant by that is that clearly in Florida, that is a term that is endearing to him. I didn't see it that way. I was expressing condolences to the Cuban people, to the people in Cuba, not Cubans around the world. I don't think that is a toxic expression in California, but let me just say, Chuck, lesson learned. Wouldn't do that again. Talked immediately to my colleagues from Florida and realized that that was something that just shouldn't have been said.
Okay. The point over this is she's saying, well, that she wanted to comfort the Cuban people. She's assuming still that the Cuban people have great love for Fidel Castro. And that may be true of some Cuban people. It certainly is not true of most Cuban people who are here in the United States, and is not true, I believe, for the overwhelming majority of Cuban people in Cuba, where the Castro dictatorship has been bloody and repressive. But then again, with Chuck Todd on NBC, Representative Bass had this to say about defending her general approach to Cuba.
Getting rid of Castro might have been a celebration to some.
Yeah, maybe. And the island, I think it's slightly different because, you know, they certainly didn't have the freedom and wouldn't have the freedom to celebrate that. So I think that it is just very important the way the Obama administration had opened up relations with Cuba. I think the best way to bring about change on the island is for us to have closer relations with the country that is 90 miles away.
You were called Communist Karen yesterday by the Trump campaign, and Senator Marco Rubio said you would be the most, essentially imply that there was nobody who was ever been considered for the vice presidency that was seen as so much of a Castro sympathizer. How do you react?
Well, one, don't consider myself a Castro sympathizer. Number two, my position on Cuba is really no different than the position of the Obama administration. As a matter of fact, I was honored to go to Cuba with President Obama. I went to Cuba with Secretary Kerry when we raised the flag. So there really isn't anything different. And then, frankly, I believe the Republicans have decided to brand the entire Democratic Party as socialist and communist. So I'm not surprised by Rubio's characterization of me or of a role I would play if I were on the ticket.
Is this going to work in her behalf? I think given the fact that one of his other leading possibilities is from Florida and from the most crucial electoral battleground in Florida, that is the Orlando area, I'm talking about Val Demings. Why Biden would pick Karen Bass? Well, who knows? We'll be right back, still waiting for President Trump's press conference coming right up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democratic leaders continue to negotiate with White House officials, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox News Democrats are treating workers as hostages so they can negotiate a massive stimulus deal. Navarro saying the president wants to see action now on enhanced unemployment benefits.
What he'd love to see right now and immediately is some progress on enhanced employment benefits as well as eviction while the negotiations take place. Let's get that done. Like, we could do that today.
Strong winds and heavy rainfall are expected along South and North Carolina and also along the Mid-Atlantic coast throughout the day as Tropical Storm Isaias continues to move north. The storm is off the coast of Georgia and expected to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
For people who believe that America has not changed in the last year, just a year ago, 2019, we have changed. And there's some evidence of it. And you remember once upon a time, it was considered to be a very smart political move on the part of President Trump to speak out about professional athletes who wanted to kneel, who didn't want to stand for the national anthem. And now, of course, it is very common. They're even pulling the national anthem, I believe, in their very first NFL game when they go back to playing football games. But right now they are playing games in the bubble with the NBA, the National Basketball Association, and there's only one player so far who actually stood for the anthem, with everybody else kneeling in front of, and they have written right on the court, Black Lives Matter, and everybody's kneeling. The Orlando Magic's Jonathan Isaac decided not to kneel. He stood for the anthem. And so afterwards, he was asked, well, don't you think this is a game on Friday? Right afterward, he explained his decision. And yes, he does think that Black Lives Matter. But he said this.
You know, kneeling or wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt don't go hand in hand with supporting Black Lives. And so I felt like, just me personally, what it is that I believe in, standing on a stance that I do believe that Black Lives Matter, but I just felt like it was a decision that I had to make, and I didn't You know, I feel like putting that shirt on and kneeling went hand in hand with supporting Black Lives Matter. That it made me support Black Lives or not. I believe that for myself, my life has been supported through the gospel, Jesus Christ, and that everyone is made in the image of God, and that we all fall short of God's glory. And that each and every one of us, each and every day, do things that we shouldn't do. We say things that we shouldn't say. We hate and we dislike people that we shouldn't hate and dislike. And sometimes it gets into a point where we point fingers about whose evil is worse. And sometimes it comes down to simply whose evil is most visible.
Okay. This is Courage 2020 version. He is an African American, of course. And Jonathan Isaac, who played his college ball at Florida State University, then went on to talk about his faith as the ultimate unifier for humanity. Listen to Jonathan Isaac of Orlando Magic.
I felt like I wanted to just take a stand on it. I feel like we all make mistakes, but I think the gospel of Jesus Christ is that there's grace for us, and that Jesus came and died for our sins, and that if we all will come to an understanding of that and understand that God wants to have a relationship with us, that we can get past skin color, we can get past all the things in our world that are messed up, jacked up. I think when you look around, racism isn't the only thing that plagues our society, that plagues our nation, that plagues our world. And I feel like, coming together on that message that we want to get past not only racism, but everything that plagues us as a society, I feel like the answer to it is the gospel.
Okay, and then this is ironic. This is, we will get back to this. President Trump live with his press conference. Let's go to the President of the United States.
It's currently off the coast of South Carolina, heading northward to North Carolina. It's expected to make landfall sometime this evening as a Category 1 hurricane. Very serious, a lot of water coming from that storm. I've already issued emergency declarations for Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and FEMA's personnel, and they are great. They're doing a job. They're already on the ground in all areas. Every single area that we mentioned is covered. Over the next several days, there's expected to be heavy wind and rain in the coastal areas of North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. We're working with each of those states, and in particular as it relates to FEMA, the military, law enforcement, all of the different groups that are involved. Storm surge and inland flooding are possible, and everyone needs to remain vigilant until it passes. I encourage everyone to follow the guidelines of the state and local authorities. We're working with them, and I think the guidelines have been very accurate so far, so stay safe. Next, let me provide an update on the path forward for our country as we continue our war to defeat the China virus. We're beginning to see evidence of significant progress. Nationwide, the number of positive cases has declined by nearly 6% from the week before, and the positive test rate has also dropped from 8.7 to 8% over that same period of time, an encouraging sign, very encouraging, I have to add, that the virus is receding. In hotspots across the South and West, we've seen slow improvements from their recent weekly peaks. Arizona's weekly case counts have dropped 37%. That's a tremendous drop, and the governor and the state have done a fantastic job, down 37%. Texas down 18.7%. I was there a couple of days ago. And Florida, 21.2% drop. So that's a tremendous job that they're all doing. As we begin to contain the virus in these states, we must focus on new flare-ups in the states where the case numbers have risen, including Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Missouri, and I think you'll find that they're soon going to be very much under control. Meanwhile, 18 states continue to have very low case numbers and low test positivity rates, under 5%. Alaska, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. It's under 5%. Even in these states, however, where the virus is under control and at a very low number. Americans should continue to be vigilant, be careful, in order to prevent the new hotspots from opening up or any new hotspots from opening up in those states. To that end, I urge all Americans to continue to socially distance, wash your hands, wear a mask when you cannot avoid crowded places, and to protect the elderly. Very, very important. Protect the elderly. It's much different. The young children have very strong immune systems. We've learned how strong they are. But protect the elderly. The average age of those who succumb to the virus is 78 years old. That's the average age. It's important for all Americans to recognize that a permanent lockdown is not a viable path toward producing the result that you want, or certainly not a viable path forward, and would ultimately inflict more harm than it would prevent. As we're seeing in foreign countries around the world where cases are once again surging, of many places where we thought they were under control and doing a great job, and they are doing a great job, but this is a very tough, invisible enemy. Lockdowns do not prevent infection in the future. They just don't. It comes back many times. It comes back. The purpose of a lockdown is to buy time to build capacity, especially as it respects to with respect to hospitals. Learn more about the disease and develop effective treatments, as we did in the United States. We're doing very well with the vaccines and the therapeutics. Countries where there have been very significant flare-ups over the last short period of time are Spain, Germany, France, Australia, Japan, and also, as you probably heard, in Hong Kong, they've had some very serious flare-ups.
That's the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, speaking from the White House briefing room. The latest on a Category 1 hurricane that is approaching North Carolina, and, of course, on the ongoing battle against the coronavirus COVID-19, which he prefers to refer to as the China virus. We'll be right back with the president. He may be, I think will be, taking questions soon. We will go to that, and you can feel free to call 1-800-955-1776. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Still speaking about the latest steps to curb the coronavirus from the White House briefing room. Again, this is the new round of briefings. He's not there with any of the other public health officials that he works with, Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Adams, and the rest of them. It's the president. Listen.
Sometimes 50% less. So we'll be buying from Canada. Now, what the drug companies are going to do, maybe they'll raise them, maybe they'll lower them. Well, maybe they'll just give up and sell them to us directly much cheaper. So a lot of things are happening. Also, the rebate. We have people that are very wealthy that nobody ever heard of them. Nobody knows who they are. I guess in some cases they can be pharmacies. In some cases they're individuals. We're doing a rebate, and the rebate goes to the people that lowers the price of drugs. So we have a series of four things that we signed, and you will see over a period of fairly short period, drug prices are going to be tumbling down at numbers that nobody would have ever believed possible. We have in 51 years, the only time prices came down was during this administration. It was last year, 51 years it went up, but that was just a small decline. This is a massive decline. This is a decline that nobody can believe. I was called by senators. I was called by congressmen. Please don't do this. But Big Pharma doesn't mean anything to me other than we want them to do a great job. We want them to get their vaccines. We want them to do what has to be done. So I think you're going to see drug price reductions over the next 4 or 5 or 6 months, probably take a little while to kick in, that are going to be at numbers that you wouldn't believe. But in the meantime, they called on Friday afternoon. They want to meet, see if they can do something else. They don't like favored nations clauses. I understand that. We vastly expanded coverage, allowing Medicare to cover more than 135 new services through telehealth, by the way, including physical therapy, emergency department visits, home visits, mental health counseling, substance abuse treatment, which is a very big priority.
The United States,
we brought the substance abuse, at least prior to the China plague.
To talk about the latest steps to lower drug prices, which one hopes are successful. Look, the one thing that is striking at this point and should encourage everybody and give us a little glimmer of hope, and certainly it could have great political impact. There is at least some possibility that we will have a rapid deployment of a vaccine. There's debate that's going on right now about how many field trials should be required to allow these vaccines to come before the public and to help go first to people who are most vulnerable for COVID-19. What is striking right now is in Russia, they've already announced they're going to start distributing a Russian vaccine. Now, this has never been tested in America, given sort of the Russian record with this. Yes, it's they shoot vodka directly into your veins, and that should take care of it. I don't know about the Russian vaccine, but it may be something that President Trump was talking with his good friend President Putin about. But if the Russians claim to be ahead of the curve, it's not unthinkable that the Brits, who are at the forefront of developing a successful vaccine, and the Americans might be able to move forward quickly. Of course, for President Trump, it makes all the difference in the world if we start distributing a vaccine in October rather than November, December, for reasons that are too obvious to mention. I was talking about, and I wanted to finish the point because it's so dramatic. Jonathan Isaac, the outstanding young man who was talking about national unity and the gospel and standing, being the only NBA player, this player for the Orlando Magic, who was standing for the national anthem, just 2 days after he took what is a courageous stand, his entire season fell apart. Why? And by the way, this had nothing to do with any of his fellow players slamming him or harming him. It had to do with the nature of the game. Here's the play-by-play, number 17, of what happened during a game yesterday, just 2 days after he took a stand for the national anthem. Listen.
Isaac grabs his left knee. Oh, in a lot of pain. Jonathan Isaac coming off a left knee injury suffered on January the 1st at Washington. And he is in a lot of pain. Let's get a quick look. Stepping through the middle. And you see that left knee, that leg kind of buckle a little bit, even though it's wrapped up and braced. Boy, saying a prayer for Jonathan Isaac as Magic trainers take a look. Everybody knows how hard he's worked to get back where he is right now.
Okay, he tweeted in reaction to his injury, which will take him out of this season, this strange season. He tweeted, "It is well," exclamation point. That's from 2 Kings 4. And then he tweeted, "Thank you for all of your prayers and concerns. I'm encouraged. Remember, our God is not just a God of the hills, but a God of the valleys. My comeback will be greater than my setback. Still stand in Jesus' name." Now, there's a film out there that actually is loosely based on a film that had some actually fair religious content. I'm talking about Groundhog Day. The new movie Palm Springs, which has been a pretty substantial hit on streaming. The new movie Palm Springs is no Groundhog Day, but it has some common elements. Listen to this Entertainment Minute.
Now it's time for MedVed.
What's time?
It's Entertainment Minute.
At a fashionable desert wedding, the maid of honor and one hard-drinking guest, played by Andy Samberg, are forced to live the same day over and over again in Palm Springs, now streaming on Hulu.
The second you fall asleep, it all just goes back to the start.
Well, then what's the point of living?
We kind of have no choice but to live.
And viewers will have no choice but to think of Groundhog Day, the classic Bill Murray comedy from 1993 that clearly inspired this film. The difference is, this time there's more than one individual locked in this time trap, and the plot is far more complicated and far more raunchy, with very graphic sex scenes and abundant drug use, for a serious R rating. Still, the film is consistently funny and inventive, with the star-making performance by Kristen Milioti, playing Sandberg's unconventional love interest. 3 stars for Palm Springs. For many viewers, worth a trip to the desert.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And again, there are other new movies coming out streaming this week that, in fact, the number one streaming movie in the country is called The Secret. And we do recommend it. It's and gave it 3 stars. And coming up tomorrow, there are reports that the coronavirus deaths are 3 times the official numbers. Now, what kind of crazy country could be doing that? Yeah, Iran. And speaking of crazy countries, Canada has been sending special patrols to prevent caravans of American refugees from surging across the border. This is Americans in boats and RVs who have been flouting the Canadian coronavirus border closing, forcing authorities to crack down. And one of the things about this election is it doesn't look very close right now, but it could and should get much closer. In that case, turnout is crucial. It's one of the reasons I think it's so negative to tell people, oh, the votes are fraudulent, they're corrupt, this is all a rigged game. To tell people that, it makes it less likely that people are going to come and participate in the election. It doesn't make it more likely. In any event, why would Democratic voters be more likely to stay at home on election day? There's some analysis that says they would be, and we will be covering that as well. And also, the very latest on Ilhan Omar saying that, yes, she's endorsing Joe Biden. Her colleague Rashida Tlaib is not, but she's endorsing Joe Biden because she thinks she's been able to push him to the crazy left. That's not an encouraging sign. And North Korea just announced its very first COVID-19 case. Do you think that's true? I mean, South Korea, they handle it pretty well, but of course, no one place would handle it better than North Korea, right? Actually, we will be handling it better, God willing, in the weeks and months ahead in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.